This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
The COVID-19 pandemic shared the spotlight as the Tokyo Games officially started with the opening ceremony Friday. AP's John Leatherby has more.
It had the emotion and pageantry of all opening ceremonies, but reminders the pandemic continues were everywhere. Spectators not allowed except the mask-wearing dignitaries and working media. The parade of athletes reduced to a tenth the usual number. The U.S. team led by co-flag bearers, basketball legend Sue Bird, a four-time gold medalist, and Eddie Alvarez, a member of the U.S. baseball team who won silver as a speed skater at the 2014 Winter Games in Sochi. Four-time tennis Grand Slam champion Naomi Osaka lit the Olympic cauldron to begin 16 days of competition. I'm John Leatherby.
The World Anti-Doping Agency will have to watch as Russian athletes don uniforms in their country's colors of red, white, and blue to compete at the Tokyo Olympics, having received softened sanctions over their nation's doping scandals. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
WADA had originally banned Russia from the world's top sporting events for 4 years in December 2019. But the sanctions were halved late last year by the Court of Arbitration for Sport, or CAS, in a clear victory for Russia. While the Russians are still not allowed to compete under their own flag, name, or anthem, they can wear red, white, and blue uniforms, despite WADA requesting they wear neutral colors, as they did at the Pyeongchang 2018 Winter Games. The new uniforms feature the logo of the Russian Olympic Committee and the letters ROC. Many Russian athletes were sidelined from the past two Olympics as punishment for state-sponsored doping at the 2014 Sochi Games.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. This is VOA News.